You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Kaylee Foster. Climate change seems to be a hot topic in politics and science. Last April, Extension members from all over the country came together to discuss their role in this issue. Joining me today is Rosalyn McCann, Sustainable Community Specialist with USU Extension. Thanks for joining me.
Happy to be here.
So what is Extension doing to guide federal leadership when it comes to climate change?
In 2019, our group formed the National Extension Climate Initiative, and now there's over 500 people involved in that nationally. And with that, we are working on a few different angles. One is this last year, we researched extension programming across the country in climate change. What is currently happening with university research and teaching out to the general public through our cooperative extension system? We found a set of just over 40 programs that had climate change as a focus, and then we interviewed those individuals and found out the opportunities, barriers, and strategies for success when it comes to offering these types of programs. From what we found out with those interviews, we decided the National Extension Climate Initiative to host federal leaders and deans of extension from around the country and also provide this venue for all of us working in extension to hear what is the priority set at the national level. Do deans also see climate change as a priority, et cetera? That action forum happened in April and has been really exciting because we now have a set of action items that we're working on to present back to federal leaders.
How can this conversation impact the future of extension programming?
I think that there's going to be some major changes at play. This past year, one change that happened already within Extension is National Extension formed a set of committees to deal with specific topics, one of which was climate change. I'm serving as the liaison between boots on the ground, so people within Extension across the country and the national levels, this team on climate change. And we are making decisions now regarding offering a sort of conference for us all to come together and talk about this topic, looking at what funding pools will be opening up. We've got already new funds available this summer for better doing this type of work and coordinating with the USDA climate hubs around the country, and also just providing recommendations for increased personnel to really up our game when it comes to this. And I really see with the current administration a lot of this coming down the pipeline and a lot of support. It's pretty exciting times. We're now asking these hard questions of how do we provide information and trainings to all get on the same speed when it comes to the science of climate change and human-induced climate change.
And where can people go to get more information on this?
The National Extension Climate Initiative that I talked about, we have a website for that, nationalextensionclimateinitiative.net.
Rosalyn McCann, Sustainable Community Specialist with USU Extension, thanks again for joining me today.
Happy to be here, as always.
And be sure to tune in next week for more Extension Education Highlights. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.